The recent settlement of a lawsuit alleging coal trains are polluting waterways in Washington and Oregon has secured $1 million for mitigation projects. BNSF has also agreed to pay for cleanup of spilled coal in 5 sites along the Columbia River Gorge. But the watchdog groups behind the suit say the court's order for a study of the use of physical covers for coal and petroleum coke trains may have the most impact. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
7 environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and Columbia Riverkeeper, first brought the suit 4 years ago, seeking damages of $4.6 trillion for violations of the Clean Water Act. But Chris Wilkie with the Puget Sound Keeper Alliance says it was never really about the money.
The best solution is to end the discharge completely, and that involves covering the car.
BNSF admits no wrongdoing in the settlement. The company says right now it has the best technology available. It loads cars at the mines in the shape of a loaf of bread and then sprays the coal in place with a glue-like topping agent. 2 years ago, BNSF also added a respraying facility in Pasco to give added protection. But Wilkie says citizens groups like his have shown it's not working.
The key element here was the evidence that was collected by staff and volunteers from the plaintiff organizations that were going out in the field and collecting samples of coal beneath the high tide line and beneath the ordinary high water mark along the rivers. And we documented extensive waterways that were impacted by coal in some areas with significant accumulations.
There are still questions about whether coal car covers are mechanically feasible and commercially viable. But the environmental groups behind the suit say there are manufacturers waiting in the wings to test new technologies. Their hope is that after the 2-year study that was ordered by the court, the covers will be introduced here, setting a precedent for the industry nationwide. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.